All right, welcome everybody to this month's Position of the Month call. I like to start that each and every month that way so everybody knows where we're at. So everybody's starting to jump in on Facebook. Awesome. We got it set up so that way we can see those of you here on Zoom and Facebook, and it's a good thing. So we're already starting to chat with some guys here. Travis, in particular, was getting things going. Daniela's on, Alicia's on. Thank you guys for jumping on in here, and I know others said they're going to get in here. So as you guys get on, let us know. We're going to jump into last weekend. Elise and I took a maybe 2 weeks ago. Oh wow, gosh, we took a getaway break, and it was much needed. So for those of you who are coming out for the inaugural One Conference, we're excited for you. We're about a month away. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be awesome because by then, hopefully the weather has changed, the humidity goes down, and the temperatures just sort of level out. So we're praying for that. I'm excited about that. But we wanted to get a trip away for us just to relax. We've got a lot going on here. And when we were taking off, we've shared with you guys here in the Position of Love before our vacation plan. And it was actually one of the marriage inspirations to start the summer is in June, I think it was. And so prior to us leaving, it was one of those pieces we pulled out and we went through it. And so if you guys are still planning,
let's actually like fill in a little bit of that story. So we were actually in the car leaving town when all of a sudden I had the panic moment of...
Well, we had talked about getting it and printing it out before we left town.
Right. And that didn't happen. And so we were probably 15, 20 minutes from home. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, the vacation planner. And so, you know, who knew that with FedEx, Kinko's, you could actually print from your phone. This is one of the highlights of like the first day of our trip because I was so excited. You know, I was trying to figure out, like, how are we going to get this document? Where is it? Well, fortunately, you know, it's accessible. And so literally I have held my phone up to the, you know, cash register, not cash register, but you guys know what I do with the credit card stuff nowadays, the credit card terminal. And it read the document and printed it out. And we literally detoured our trip for about 45 minutes to not just print out, but to also go to a coffee shop, do a mini coffee break so that we could fill out the vacation plan. So I'm just... I feel like there's a little bit more to that story than just, so we did. And it was amazing because there were a few things on there that we hadn't actually fleshed out prior to leaving. And so it was great. And we know from talking to so many of you and hearing how it's gotten used over the summer that there are a lot of you that are implementing this vacation planner and seeing, you know, almost miraculous results.
Well, I want to say Emily hit us up and said, I printed out ours before leaving for a 12-hour drive to Colorado. We did it in the car, and I'm so glad we did. It brought up so many points of discussion that one or neither of us had even thought to talk about and has been a good point of reference throughout our week away. Thank you for the resource. Our vacation has been much more, or our vacation has been even more enjoyable because of it. So I'm just putting that out there to you guys that if you haven't pulled that out, this was a previous one, but vital, even for those short trips, for Elise and I, it really allowed us to be on the same page when it came to how much do we want to spend, how many times do we want to have sex, even though that didn't work out properly because we spent we were out later than we expected on Saturday, because we ended up going into midday, we went into Catalina, which is an hour boat ride across Catalina. We spent 6-7 hours there, an hour back where the dock was a 20-minute walk back to the Queen Mary. And so by the time we got back, we were toast. We were just done, and so we were all okay. Ashton said,
Kate's watching tonight. Kate's working tonight, so they'll watch the replay together. When he gets
Awesome. Ashton, did you guys do the vacation planner? Our vacation planner? You guys did?
I think they might have actually been the first one
to respond on that one. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So,
but Ashton, if I'm wrong, just hit me up in the comments.
Let us know. Again, summer's still here. We're only in the beginning of August. So pull it out, use it, and for for those of you who are coming to the inaugural One conference here in San Diego, I would highly suggest that you make sure you pull this thing out prior to going on your plane trip, on your drive down, however you're getting here. Use it, because I really believe it's one of those items that, gosh, Elise and I should have used many, 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 many years ago. And it just sets up those expectations of what we really want out of the vacation, both of us, instead of guessing. I mean, we spend so much time and effort and money to set these things up. Why not have a great experience? Yeah, a great experience while you're on your vacation.
Right, and it goes back to so much about what we talk about, not just in the Position of One Club, but in the One Family, about being intentional. And, you know, yep. If you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that not so much this year, but or last year so much, but years prior, there was always that one episode, or maybe two, over the summer where Tony and Lisa and the kids, you know, went on vacation, and, you know, by the last night, there's just been, you know, massive fireworks, and they're not the good fireworks. And so it's, you know, it's looking at this and looking at, you know, so much of what we do is to equip you guys to not make our mistakes again, right? That's where a lot of the marriage inspiration pieces come from. It's, wow, we've done this wrong for a really long time. Let's figure out how we can equip the family to do it better, right, better than we do, so that you don't, you know, it's like if you keep stubbing your toe, just move the piece of furniture, right? Create a different path for yourselves. And that's what we're trying to do. And I can't tell you, it's like I've got coaching clients. I was talking to them last night, and they're doing a family trip at the end of this week where, you know, they're just traveling across country to visit family. And then in September, they're actually doing a European vacation. And initially, we had started talking about the vacation planner for their European vacation, but as they were talking about this trip to visit family, I realized, you know what, it's probably good practice to do it with a family trip. And so they got it in their email today, and it's one of those things where they're going to be able to actually implement it for this trip to have practice for when they go to Europe. But it becomes that resource where all of a sudden now they've got all these talking points that if they talk about them ahead of time, and I know a lot of you put in the comments that, you know, around the vacation planner when it showed up in the club, that it's a resource now because you are talking about the things that maybe, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the sex piece on there, mm-hmm. right? I can't tell you how many vacations we took where we didn't talk about sex until it didn't happen exactly the way one of us wanted it to happen, and then all of a sudden it was bad.
Yeah.
Where if we just outline it ahead of time, okay, we know what the expectations are, and if something's going to change from those expectations, like it did for us that Saturday that we were just ridiculously exhausted, then it becomes a point of conversation. It's not this like, oh, I'm in trouble type of thing.
So, real quick, if
you use it for the conference, I would love for you guys to bring it so that we can just take pictures of them and just have them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And then let's talk about this month's marriage inspiration as well.
Oh my gosh, I totally just I was thinking about next month because I was already just working on that. Sorry guys. Total space moment there. I would love to blame it on the fact that it's been like 90 in San Diego, and sometimes it really just kind of gets into this place that I'm so glad Tony's got everything so handy for us. Okay, yes. So the tickets to Romance.
I know the our ticket. I want to go our tickets. I was thinking our tickets from almost the Our Vacation Planner. Well, we were just talking about the Our Vacation Planner.
I think that's what threw me because we were spending so much time talking about it. So the idea for this really came out of the fact that, you know, everybody's got those gift cards, right? You know, when you get a gift card, you're like, oh my gosh, like this is something so special. And sometimes we don't redeem them. Yeah. Right, and so we wanted this month to really be a way that you could get involved in that process, not just on the giving, but also on the receiving and the redeeming part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's easy to say, oh, you know what, you've got a ticket for a massage, and like, you know, that's nice, and I'll stick that in. Hey, Casey and John, welcome. So glad you guys are all joining us today. You know, you stick it in, you know, you make it a bookmark, you put it on the nightstand, you don't do anything with it. Well, here's the thing. Your spouse is giving you that ticket for a reason. Right, so it becomes this opportunity for the two of you to actually engage in what's called give and take, right?
And you may learn something out of it too. I mean, if you know your spouse is one of those who likes to give and yet not receive, mm-hmm. you know, it allows you guys to then bring up discussions in those areas and why that is as well, opening up that transparency between the two of you.
And you'll notice if you looked at them, if you've opened it up, and I know it's early on that, some of you may not have, is that we purposely left a number of them blank.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because we know that each person, each couple has a unique marriage. So there may be things that you want to give to your spouse, be it adventures, experiences, touches, you know, romantic date nights, whatever it is that's unique to the two of you. And so we didn't want it to just be like, well, this is what Tony and Elisa say. You know, no, if you want to, you know, when it cools off, the two of you want to go hunting together, put down the ticket to, you know, for a day's hunting. Those of you that live in cold weather states, if you want to spend a day skiing together, that would never, ever show up online because that would involve lots of snow. And, you know, right now, while it's 90, that seems like an amazing thing. I don't do snow anymore. It's kind of a personal thing. But, you know, you get into that place and it becomes an opportunity, you know, whether you're giving or receiving, have that opportunity to create connection between the two. That's why they're called tickets to romance, right? Because these tickets are a different way. Hey, Tammy, different way for the two of you to create connection where sometimes we have problems asking for the connection that we need. And so the ticket becomes an easy way to say, you know what? I can't necessarily act like I don't feel comfortable asking you for a massage, but I'm going to redeem my ticket for a massage. Right? And then it's like, oh, I really need a touch. Didn't feel like I could ask for it just because of maybe I got, you know, stuff going on in my head. But if I redeem that ticket that you've given me, then I can have that connection with you. We can create a romantic experience and we can have that romance that, you know, it doesn't necessarily even have to go anywhere. It's just those feelings.
And the other thing is too with these, it's not like you have to give them or redeem them all this month. Really, I mean, there's a number of them there that you can plan out. I remember one year making it a point to write Elisa little love notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things change. I mean, but this may be one of those things for you where it's like, hey, you know what? Instead of waiting for Christmas, where we typically give our spouse something, this is a way for you to do that over the next, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 5, 6 months, whatever you so choose. Remember, a lot of these things that we share with you, there'll be seasons. There'll be times when you're like, oh, my gosh, we want to go do that again. And there'll be times when you're like, we did it, we liked it, we didn't like it, and we're moving on. Mm-hmm. And that's totally cool. I mean, the big piece is that you're experimenting, trying new things, seeing what works, what doesn't. I mean, I think we've all can agree. I mean, there have been times when we're maybe really into journaling or into something specific. And we love it, and we keep doing it, and then, you know, 4 months go by, and we're done. Like, that was that season for us to journal. So, with these tickets to romance, it is one of those things, like, hey, this month you may only give your spouse one, and they may only give you one. Who knows? But that's, look at it that way. Don't feel like you have to give them all this month, because that would be a ton. So, what's up, Robert? Great to have you in here today. So,
any questions about the vacation planner, about this month's ticket to romance? If you've got them, just drop them. You know, if there's something that we haven't touched on, drop it in the comments so that we make sure that we're answering your questions. And again, that's why we do the monthly calls, is so that we can make sure if there was something that we skipped somewhere along the way, that we get your questions answered.
Clarity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you guys all know, we've made this switch where you don't even have to go into the members area to see what's happening each and every month. Hopefully you're getting the position post. Lauren, who helps us out with that, spends a lot of time just making sure, curating everything, getting all that together. So if you're not receiving those, let us know. You can hit Heather up at support@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Another reason we did that is because we wanted to make sure each and every month that you're in the a partner and part of the position of the month club, that you just have that. So you can just go position post and boom, all of them are going to start showing up and you're not having to sit through a bunch of things. I know Kim and Tammy and a few others have made
their binders.
And so each time those come through. So that was that. This month's position, mm-hmm. A bit different. It's another wife on top. That'll be changing up again next week. or next month.
Next week.
But hopefully you guys all saw. Boom. Good one. Oh, that's like right. Boom. So that's this month's position. Here's something interesting. Just getting some feedback from some of you guys. We'll email or message or what have you. All these positions are actual positions. Elise and I try them. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And yet we still want to share them with you. And the reason is that we're challenged, you're challenged. Not every single one works out perfect. For those of us who are starting to get older, back pain, hip pain, knee pain, I don't want to say I'm one of them, although I am at times. It challenges us to have to make decisions on what we want to do. Even younger folks. I mean, there are folks that have been through a lot, younger guys and gals who've had knee surgeries or hip surgeries or whatever due to a certain an accident, maybe born like that and had to have some changes or surgery done to help out. So don't hesitate to make some adjustments if needed. It's okay to do that. If you need something to help you, I know Shannon and Travis have talked a bit about that trapeze chair. Yeah, that trapeze chair deal. They've used that. Wedges, if needed, it's okay. It's part of us just being intimate with our spouse. And I think the key is that we're willing to make those changes and be open and honest with our spouse about that. So that way we can have the longevity of our sexual intimacy into our, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Tammy says, if the woman lays back, the man can reach around and it exposes you and feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We love that position.
You can even rub her clit that way too. Yeah. Yep.
And we love that position. After losing 95 pounds between the two of us, it's so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing too, with a lot of these positions, because even when we're like kind of figuring out what the position is going to be for the next month, and there have been times we look at the position and we're like, how is that going to work?
Right.
And so it does open up the dialogue. And if there's one thing that we've learned in the last 8.5 years with One Extraordinary Marriage, it's that there are a lot of couples that aren't dialoguing about their sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. So even if you just get the position, you're like, like, how's this going to work for the two of us? That is probably more dialogue than like 95% of the couples out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so even trying to, hi Paul, even trying to figure that out and just talk through and even, getting into the position, because there have been positions that we've tried over the months where I'm like, I feel like there was the one where it was like that lunge.
Yeah. I think that was a tough one for everybody.
That was a tough one. I'm like, I used to be really flexible, but good grief. It's like my knee is up by your ear and that's just weird. But you get into it and you figure it out. And sometimes, hey, Tammy, you figure out, okay, maybe we have to modify this for us. And let's be really clear. If you have to modify a position, that's not a bad thing.
Nope.
Right? It just means that you modified it. It means that you're trying something new and you figured it out. It's actually a great thing because it means that you tried something new and you're figuring out how to make it work for you.
Yeah. So that's the key. Make those modifications. Continue to share. If you have it, on every single position paper, at the bottom there, you have that rating.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're the type of couple who likes to know and track, make sure you're doing that, sharing that sort of information with each other, because it helps. We were recently at a weekend getaway, an overnight getaway for Shadow Mound. They're young and married.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are a number of couples there, and we just began. Our whole topic was on emotional intimacy and really challenging these couples over the weekend, because this is what their whole weekend was about, is about connection and communication. And we were just challenging them to talk about this more so, their sexual intimacy, in such a way that allowed them to connect. And, to speak like that in many churches is like crazy. People are like, whoa, what are you? But these guys were all in. Loving it. We shared a bunch of tips for them to use throughout the weekend so that they can do that. So what's happening? Paul, great to have you. Tammy, yes, great to have you. Better late than never. Jason, great to have you here, man. And then what did Casey say?
Casey said, I've had that feeling with some of the positions, but they end up being all right after we get it figured out. Some can just be tough, though. Absolutely.
It's true. And that's, if every single one was easy, I think we would.
Well, they'd probably be the same position.
Yeah, I think it would honestly be either missionary position, which I could give you guys every month in a maybe a little different angle, or vaginal rear entry, like doggy style. So these are the position of the month of being a partner is set, so that way you guys are being challenged in that one particular area. You know, some of us are going to learn ones that we just really love. I've heard from a number of you guys that will share a position. You're just like, that's our position. And it's like, wow, okay. I think Elise and I have done that all of like 2 times ever. But to hear it from you guys is awesome, because we all have our own likes and dislikes, and it's finding those new ones as well.
And just adding it to your sexual repertoire, right? Yeah. It doesn't have to be something you go to all the time, but every once in a while, variety is the spice of life. And so it just adds a little something. Because I can't tell you how many coaching clients, you know, when we start talking about sexual intimacy, it becomes this thing where being part of the challenge is that they're literally doing the same position every single time that they have sex. And so there's no excitement or anticipation. It actually just feels very routine.
All right, you guys, your questions. I see the light coming in like right here on me. So that's okay. We're being blessed by this. All right, your questions. Let's reel them off here, because we have a handful of more minutes before the time comes up, and we'd love to answer your questions. So let's hit them.
And if you guys have any questions about the One Marriage Conference, if there's anything that
the One Conference.
Yeah. When I'm explaining it to people outside of One, I have to say it's a marriage conference. So sorry, you guys all obviously know it's a marriage conference. If you have any questions about that, about the event, about what's going on, about the logistics, this is also a great time, because again, you guys get to ask us directly.
Yes.
Everybody else just has to do it via email and, you know, figure that out. But we're super excited.
Well, they don't have to figure it out. Heather gets it.
Heather does it, but you guys get us. And we actually had the opportunity, just as a side note, we had the opportunity to see Heather.
Yes.
She was out here in California last week and just had so much fun with her kids, just spending some time with them and kind of.
They live on the East Coast, by the way, so that's why we've never seen them. It's awesome to have somebody like Heather. She's been around the One family for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome to see her, and she's been helping us with our support and everything for 3 years now. So really cool to just finally meet her. And it's going to be the same when we see so many of you guys and come out here. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited. We're about halfway full. If you have friends, family, other folks that you think need to really be here, please share it with them. Extraordinarymarriage.com, take off the one, extraordinarymarriage.com. We have early bird pricing still, and like I said, we're about halfway full. So, no questions?
Right.
Are we good?
This is that awkward silence where Tony's like, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet and wait for all of you. Why does there seem to be a go-to for orgasm?
Why does there be
too much?
Okay, hold on.
I wish Tim could come in different positions, and even though we do different ones, to finish, we usually end up in a standby. Any thoughts on it?
Why does there seem to be a go-to for orgasm? I think that's... I'll tell you, Tammy, for this area in our marriage, I would say for the last few years, it's been pretty much standard for Elisa and I. Oral sex is very good for Elisa. So oral sex for Elisa is very good, and we've just gone to that. Finger stimulation also helps her a ton. So that's always been good. For me, it's the same thing. I think what we found is we'll test out different positions and all. But I think there just becomes a like you're constantly learning. There was a point in time I remember in our marriage where orgasms were there. They weren't as frequent, but it was only through finger stimulation. And then we brought in that little finger vibrator, mm-hmm. and that helped out a ton. And so I think every single phase of that, we've learned something and we continuously grow from it. But I would say that most of the time it's, we once we find it, we are there in that area for...
Till it doesn't.
Well, I don't want to say till it doesn't, but it's just sort of, there's a mutual pleasing of one another, and we're all for that.
Well, I think that's where the beauty of the Position of the Month Club is, right? You can be trying these different positions, you can be doing these different things, but if it's not possible to achieve orgasm in any one of those positions, then you do know what works. You know, so often we hear from folks in the one family who are like, it seems like nothing is working, right? There isn't even kind of that old standby. And, you know, it becomes, like I tell my coaching clients all the time, I'm like, you've got the best form of sex ed, right? Like, we don't have to worry about, you know, textbooks and, you know, flat pages. You've got another human being to actually explore and find out what works. And if something works, enjoy it. Add in these other components to see if something else will work. But, you know, it's like I posted up today on Instagram. About orgasm. Obviously, it's been a big topic lately. But, you know, there are all these couples that are feeling inadequate because they can't orgasm, she can't orgasm through vaginal intercourse. And all of the research out there, I mean, I've looked at, you know, combined studies, I've looked at individual studies, put the number somewhere between like 18 and 25% of women will orgasm through vaginal intercourse, which means that there is somewhere between 75 and 82% of women who won't. Right? So, and they need clitoral stimulation. So yeah. It's the same thing here. If something works, figure out ways to incorporate it with all that you do and pat yourselves on the back for the fact that you know what works.
And I think for a guy, here's on the other side of it for us, and I love Paul chiming in here. He says, true for us, I usually need to end up in doggy for me to finish. And I think for us guys too, there is a certain sensation that we need, a certain angle that happens. So for us, typically it's the twisted smirk, which is one that we typically end up in for me to finish. It's Elisa's on her side. It's almost a side entry with her leg up and all that. Doesn't mean we can't try these other ones. It's just a knowing that, hey, it may happen. And that's where we have to try different things to see if it does. Because if we don't ever try, then we never know. And yet if we try something and it works, and we're like, there's a new one. Doggy style for me, yeah, that's another good one. But then there are times when those don't work. Like, it's just like, wow, I just need to be in missionary to finish. So I think that's part of that repertoire of we're getting ones in there that allow us to happen. So hopefully that helps.
But Paul said, I sure love the several positions as well before the finisher.
Yeah.
And then
traveling. It's that movement around, like this, the leg saddle. You can get into that, and yet for the guy, it might feel like, wow, there's too much pressure, there's not enough pressure, maybe it's bending his penis, which causes sort of like, hey, he's in his mind going, I can't focus on finishing. So us guys as well as you ladies are – in our minds as well, trying to make sure, like this week's show talked all about that.
Right, Travis said, I think some of it depends on how often you're doing it. If it's infrequent, then you're less likely to waste an encounter experimenting rather than going with your tried and true. And that for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically Travis is saying, hey, if you have fewer sexual encounters, you're going to go to the try and true, where if you're setting up the intimacy lifestyle and you're having sex
regularly.
I mean, it could be once a week, could be twice a week, whatever you guys have set up for. There is an understanding that it's like, it's okay if I don't have an orgasm in that position, or we're going to go to just our tried and true, which I think is totally fine. I'm glad. Is that good, you guys? Tammy De La Rosa, I assumed you'd have something.
She was blank.
Coming up blank. Oh my gosh, Tammy.
you know.
Oh my gosh. All right.
She's got to get better.
I know she does. So that's it. We love you guys. We dig it. Paul, I saw your question too, talking about getting older, desire decreasing, which is now matching your wife. I'm going to answer that because I think that's a great question. It'll just be up on the on our group because there's already a good thread going on.
All right, Tammy, get it in there. Get it. I guess that's probably a little bit of a problem. Get your question in there.
Yeah, get it in there. That's nice. So, and don't forget, guys, I mean, for so many of us, we have life that's happening, right? Life, gosh, that sun is driving me nuts.
It's summer. I know. The light's changing.
So give yourselves some grace. Talk to each other. As long as you guys are on the same page, that's what matters. You know what I mean? If right now you're in a season where it's like, hey, like Paul was saying, it's like, oh, the way I finish the best is doggies out. If that's where you're at right now because you got things going on with kids or work or you're coming into that season of there's just a lot going on, it's okay. You could try the new position once this month and go, okay, that's something we're going to just put in our manual and we're gonna come back to that. But just this month isn't the month for it. Just know that. I mean, there's just so many times that Elise and I, we will do what we know best, and for the life of me, and I think she'd say the truth, say the same, is that we enjoy it. Like, we just have such a great time with each other that's what matters.
So Tammy did have a question.
Okay.
And she said, the sake, how is that working for the kids' phones?
Haven't started yet. So
haven't started. And
so it hasn't worked yet.
Because we took it with us to this marriage conference or marriage getaway that we were talking about, and people were like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And for those of you that haven't seen it, we will have it at the marriage conference. And it's kind of funny. We haven't had to use it because every time I threaten to put the phones in, well, not threaten, every time I suggest that we're going to put the phones in, they get turned off or handed over to me. So it's almost, it's working without having to actually put the phones in.
No, it's a great.
We probably actually need to put our phones in more than right now, more than the kids. And yeah. Trust me, in the next 10 days when my kids go back to school, the phones will be in.
I think that's the big thing right now too, Tammy. Definitely need to figure that piece out. I think once summer break ends, it feels like once summer break ends, there's just a little bit more of like, okay, we got to get back into some routine where the summer we tend to just let it loose. Tammy, your question, we answered that on Daily Steps. I forget which episode it is, but we did answer that question on Daily Steps. I also think both that husband and that wife need to read Taking Charge of Your Fertility. You can get that on Amazon.
Chances are she probably does have it. So the question is, it's like, so what would you tell a newly married lady that doesn't want to touch herself or help herself along an orgasm?
But we talked about that on Daily
Steps.
Yeah.
But I just, because not everybody makes Daily Steps,
yeah.
It's here. It's like a stigma that she thinks is bad, but that means it lays everything on her husband and it's all up to him to make her come. Is that just experience and time? To some extent, yes. There is experience and time. And if they're newlyweds, I don't know if they had sex before marriage. And so it's, you know, part of it's just learning how to have sex and learning. Part of it, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a stigma or messaging that she received growing up about sex, about her body. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered people who were told that sex is bad, that, you know, your private parts are dirty, that, you know, all of these different messages.
Yeah.
And so it's very hard for someone to receive that message, like those messages all your life, or just that, you know, save sex for marriage.
They didn't have sex.
So there's probably a lot of messaging.
Yeah, so there's probably more messaging than actually having sex prior. We get emails like that all the time. Like, I got married and
we were both virgins.
Now it doesn't work. And the messaging these younger couples are getting, Tammy, is that, and even us when we were younger, right, we were early married, was that, well, now you're married, so just turn it on and let's go. You're supposed to be sex addicted. and it just takes time. And so encourage them. I would really encourage them to be like, hey, this is a journey you're on, and you don't get to the end of the destination without taking some steps. And I always relate it, you know, because I hike the Pacific Crest Trail. And I always use that experience. So maybe you have an experience that you can share where you did something. You know, you said you guys lost 95 pounds together. What was that journey like? When you started out, it probably wasn't the best. And yet, as you went through that journey together, what did you guys learn? Where did you grow? And sharing that with her to go, hey, this is a journey you're on. Like, maybe right now, but here's a book, Taking Charge of Your Fertility, or gosh, what's the one from Gregoire, Sheila. The Good Girl's Guide to Naughty Sex, I forget.
We'll look it up.
But Sheila Gregoire is her name, the author's name. But I would really like look at it as a journey and be like, okay, and if it's really causing issues, and I'm serious, if it's really this, it's becoming detrimental, then they need to seek out professional. People are getting way too hung up on some of these things, and they're waiting way too long. So more and more, I mean, we shift people to either coaching with Elisa or going to find a counselor or therapist near them if that's what they want to do. Because it's just like, let's start talking about these things. And
for a lot of people, it just needs to be normalized.
Yeah.
Right? You know, a lot of people think they're supposed to be having the best sex of their married lives. We actually got an email to this effect today. That the best sex of their married lives should be this newlywed season that they're in. And I actually laugh when I read that, because if you had told me that the best sex of my married life was what happened in the first 2 years, I probably would have jumped off a bridge. Because where I am now and what our sexual intimacy looks like compared to where it was in those first 2 years, yeah, it's not even on the same planet.
Yeah, and we got to share that with folks, and we got to let folks know that when you run across them, and even us, like letting you guys know. You guys are the best, because you're in here, you're learning, you're willing to put yourselves out there in a new position. And I'm going to tell you, the cumulative time you put in, the cumulative, right? Okay. Effort you put forth is going to be so rewarding. And that's where I think where Elisa and I are now, where a lot of people are like, well, this doesn't miss. And it's like, man, we are enjoying ourselves so much now because we've done all this work over the last 10 years that, cool, if Twisted Smurf is our position and that's the position we're going to end up in every night to finish off for me, then so be it. But we've gone through that process of testing and trying it. And even like we said before with Elisa orgasming, it was a journey, right? Yeah. It was, you know, Elisa didn't give me a lot of feedback, Tammy. She didn't. It wasn't like she was just like, oh, this is it. As time went on, that began to happen because she was like, oh, you know what? She began to feel like, hey, I have a part in this as well. And she began to go, oh, wait. And that's when she picked up taking charge of
that helped, just to have an awareness of my body. And then, you know, I had a lot of that messaging, just religious messaging, parental messaging growing up. And so I had to work. That's typically when I hear that kind of scenario, that's why I go to that first, because I think there are a lot of women that fall into that same boat like I did, where you had all these messages and then you got married and your husband's like, I've been waiting for you. Why are you not like every vision of, you know, sex fixing that I've ever had? And you're like,
which then leads to Paul's question. And Paul, if you're still on, where you said in your 20s and 30s, you felt like, man, every day I was thinking about it. Now that I'm in my 40s, I can go a day and it's, yeah, no big deal. And I can totally relate with you, dude. I mean, there are definitely days like, it's like, yeah, cool. Today was one of those days where I wasn't. Like this morning, I was out getting a Starbucks and I was just sitting around. I'm like, man, I am horny. I'm going to take you down tonight, so let's get everything done, and let's go. Intimacy lifestyle for newlyweds would revolutionize marriage.
So you guys know, we're going to be addressing that come this fall. That there will be something coming out that talks about that, I absolutely agree with you that marriages should start with the intimacy lifestyle. They should start with the 7 days of sex challenge. It would actually create a shift in how couples view sex from the beginning.
Yeah.
Instead of getting into this place where we're just gonna like, you know,
hopefully
it works, and you know, that type of thing. And it's getting into that place of saying, you know what, if we can get couples to understand the importance of sexual intimacy from the get-go, then when they experience certain life experiences, whether it's having a child or, you know, job transitions or, you know, losing parents or whatever it is, they've got that aspect of the intimacy strong, then it really does impact everything else. Along with the emotional intimacy, but that's how you get to have all the great sex.
Cool.
Great questions, everybody.
Yeah, love those questions. Those were fantastic. So we're good. Keep up the questions.
Will we talk to them before? No, we won't talk to them until after the event.
Nope. Yeah. So we will see you guys actually after the one conference. So for all those summit partners who are coming, we're excited to see you guys.
Yes.
That's going to be really, really cool. And like I said, if you know friends or family in the area who could get a nice little shot in the arm, this might be the place for them. So invite them, share with them, and let them know that you're coming as well. So, all right, you guys. Love you guys. Have a fantastic rest of your evening. Have a fantastic rest of your summer. I know many of you are getting kids back into school as we are this month. So have at it. Share where you're at, what's happening. We're going to be there right with you. You got to understand, if we're not answering at times, it's because we got our boy hitting JV football and then probably standing for varsity. So Fridays are like smack packed and everything else that comes on with this season of life for us. So we love you guys, and we'll catch you next time.